following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
To be a Buffalo Wild Wings Iron fan, it takes the ability to watch sports.
I can watch sports.
Without blinking.
Wait, what?
With sports firing through your eyes and hitting your brain like a freight train of awesome in the shape of sports.
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
But you will at Buffalo Wild Wings, where sports fans can take on the most packed sports season ever. Do you have what it takes, or will you miss out because of a feeble dependency on blinking?
Teach me, oh great one.
Indeed. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., 2010 CRA data.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday edition. We're going to be joined on our state track preview by Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic track coach. Their girls might have a chance to make some noise in the team race, although Fillmore Central really looks to be the team to beat there. But we'll see what coach thinks about that. He's got some pretty quick young ladies and young gentlemen that's going to be running the distances. It's just a freshman, so we'll talk with him. Also, Steve Sipple going to join us in the second half of the program today on the Doug and Daddy Show. So stay with us. That's among our guests. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up as well.
Douglas, we're wrapping up this spring sports season for high school kids, and there's just, you know, there's three things left. It's soccer finals tonight, it's track, and then of course, the golf. Yesterday, though, and I don't know why, you know, we probably should have given this more attention, because there's two very, very talented golfers that have won basically every meet this year in the Class C ranks. And there's Dowling Kidd from Kearney Catholic and then Riley Reinertsen from Gibbon. They go to districts yesterday at Lachlan. Riley Reinertsen's 5-under after 5 holes with an eagle on 4. 5 down on 5 holes, ends up getting beat. Dowling wins the tournament. And I guess, the thing I've got to say about this is they're coming to Kearney Country Club next week for the state meet. From what I understand, those two have never been paired together. Who's running these tournaments? Michael Schaaf's not throwing in the second heat at state track.
Hold on. I'll tell you why. If you'd come to the prep meetings, I could have told you in that meeting. You dork. In fact, Paul Reinertsen just got back to me. They're a little jammed up today. I was seeing if he wanted to come on today, tomorrow. We'll have him on in the next couple of days. State golf preview, district golf review. We'll be talking to him. And then Riley actually, with his brothers and Brandon Crick, and there's a story. Stu's got a little short bit on it. It's also up on the Nebraska Golf website, trying to qualify for the U.S. Open and take that next step.
Arbor Links, Nebraska City.
And that's going on Thursday. Kind of a different scenario there where Riley, and I don't know if this has happened before, but I can sure imagine that it would have, but just the way the date falls, that his high school season, they had to actually get a waiver from the NSAA that he could compete in this thing on Thursday, and still the high school season isn't over. So I thought that was intriguing. Now, here's what I was told, and I don't know if I've point-blank asked Paul Reinertsen, the coach and father. He, I think, has always put Riley at number two. I mean, you put your guys out as you want, and at state, that'll be different. At state, that'll be different. They're paired by your district scores. So if they're the two low guys or two of the three low guys, they'll be in the final group together on opening day and then the second day, obviously. But different coaches have different ways of doing things, and they just don't want – I mean, you play with the same kid four meets, five meets, six meets a year.
Well, it's too bad if you're the best.
Well, and Tyler Dowling's not always the best for Kearney Catholic.
We've got Ricky and Rory in our backyard. This should be a great rivalry. There should be a lot of people interested in following that pairing from Central Nebraska that are interested in high school golf. I mean, this should be a rivalry to go back and forth. That should be part of the fun of it, and it should be fun for the competitors as well. 5 under after five holes.
At Lachlan Country Club,
one of the premier courses in the state, if you look at private and whatever. I mean, I don't know where it'd fall with Firethorn and Omaha Country Club, Lincoln Country. I mean, I don't know where you place Lachlan. Golfers out there, you can give us a holler, 888-455-3776. But not one time did these guys...
Did I get that?
Not one time. I would have thought somewhere, okay, throw them together. Once during the year, they're junior. I mean, Riley Reinertsen's only a junior, too.
Well, Riley has had all kinds of different competition throughout his career, so I don't see the big deal in it.
Well, I just think it's a great – for people shooting those scores.
Well, yeah, but he's always at the top. Always at the top. So –
I'm just saying, Michael Schaaf's he's not in the second flight at the state shot put, okay?
Well, yeah, but that's different.
No, if you're the best, you go out with the best. The best golfers golf the last group through. I don't think it's that difficult.
Well, I'll let you ask him about it.
That's fine, I will. Paul's always been fair. He'll answer it.
I know.
Since seventh grade year, I wanted to punch Riley because he's good at everything he does. I mean, certainly one of the premier athletes in Central Nebraska, and it's fun to watch these kids go back and forth. He's 5 under after five holes at Lachlan with an eagle on four.
Well, he's going to be busy because he had districts yesterday. They got their last day of school today. Then he's got to go play at Arbor on Thursday. Then, obviously, he's got a practice round with me Friday, and we got to scramble Saturday and Sunday, which, of course, he can't take anything for. And then he's got to practice. And, you know, the best thing about that is he can play on the course where the state tournament's at. I should actually look into this a little bit more.
That's an interesting thing. Huh? Only two guys qualify out of the 28, as I understood the article Stu wrote at Arbor Links. So
on to the next level. Many levels to this. John Hurley is in Texas. He did not make it out of the round down there, where I would think it would be tougher to move on. Let's face it. I mean, Nebraska, you don't have to shoot 7-8 under at Arbor Links to move on necessarily. So. There you go.
I mean, there'll be some very, very talented people there nonetheless, but I think you're right, Doug. 67, 68 would get you qualified in the top two of that deal. We'll see. Fun time as the year winds down. But I just think those two kids ought to be mentioned because they're very, very talented. It's in our backyard right here in Central Nebraska. If you get a minute off, go up and watch a few holes of the state tournament next week. That'd be great. Support the event if you're interested in it. If you're not, don't worry about it. By the way, big article today, USA Today, front page, as I move on. Texas.
Well, you're moving on because right now, Daddy, I am. Why would he move that? I am in shock. I am in shock. But you go ahead first.
Okay, basically, it's outlined. Steve Weiberger, we've had on the program before, and two others have have compiled this story about the Texas bottom line of their athletic department and how much they spend. Texas spends $133.7 million across the board, which is $11 million more than Ohio State at second, and then about $21.5 million more than Michigan in third. Only 18 universities across the nation make money in their athletic department. And, you know, some of the people, I mean, they got critics in there. One guy from Arizona saying, you know, if for equality, you were kind of, you know, nobody can catch up to this. Mac Brown in there, who Dodds, the quote is, hiring Mac Brown was huge. I can't understate that. What we've been able to do with him here is just unbelievable. It's not something you plan for. It's more than we planned for. Talk about the money they generate with the suites and stuff they've been able to do. And then Mac Brown at the very end of the article says, I've always felt like in America you don't pull everybody down to the one who can't get there. You pull everybody up to the ones who have. Well, Texas has, but that's a relatively big story that's going around, not only in the USA Today, but it's online as well. But it's pretty interesting when you're reading only 18 colleges out there make money. You know, you see stadiums full a lot of the time. A lot of those people not making money. Texas is one of them that is, though.
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The class started with Ty Detmer yesterday. This is their new deal. Let's have one guy make the College Hall of Fame, and that'll get the interest going for the next 24 hours. Well, they keep doing crap like this, and I'm going to quit paying attention. Art Monk, he led Syracuse in receiving three times. Woohoo! He's in the College Hall of Fame. I'm just going to – nobody. Frazier not in, Crouch not in, Albert's not in. Are you effing kidding me? I don't know that I've ever been as shocked on this show as I am right now about a sports article or news article. You have got to be kidding me. You have absolutely, positively got to be kidding me.
I gotta know the stat. Were they unbelievable stats? Does he have 1,800 yards a season and 70 catches? I mean,
who cares that he was a pro with the Washington Redskins? He began his Syracuse career as a running back, shifted to wide receiver. He holds the school record for most receptions in a game. 14 against Navy. Big damn whoop. Dave Casper, Notre Dame. Won a pair of Super Bowls with the Raiders. Who cares? This is the College Football Hall of Fame. I am flabbergasted. Steve Bartkowski of Cal is in. Tommy Kramer of Rice is in. Those are the other two quarterbacks. 17 players and coaches honored as part of the Hall of Fame's class this morning. Now, Bartkowski led all Division I quarterbacks in passing in 1974, while Kramer led the nation in total offense in 76. But as I'm reading the ESPN story, one of the first ones up here, and we'll get the whole dissertation from the College Football Hall of Fame folks, but then it just keeps talking about their pro career. Running backs, Charles Alexander of LSU, Otis Armstrong of Purdue, tight end Hal Bedsole of USC, offensive tackle Jonathan Ogden of UCLA, offensive guard John Wooten of Colorado, defensive players Mark Cimino of Kansas State, Gabe Rivera, Texas Tech, Colorado State defensive back Greg Myers, and Air Force defensive back Scott Thomas.
What? See, you got to go back. What? I mean, are all these people pre Jonathan Ogden? I know as a recent graduate of college, but some of these names you're going back a long, long ways. That's the reason. If you got to wait in line to get into the College Football Hall of Fame, why you wouldn't have Eric Crouch, why you wouldn't have Tommy Frazier, why you wouldn't even have Trev Alberts if you're going back to 74 and 81 and 86.
Well, here's what they've done, Tony, as the official release is now down from the College Football Hall of Fame. Everybody's old. There's no recent guys. Mark Cimino is the most recent college football player to go in. Last year at Kansas State was in 1999. Jonathan Ogden of UCLA and Greg Myers of Colorado State in 1995. Everybody else, 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is like the cleanup class year.
Well, it's too bad, but all those guys relatively young, obviously wait another year because they're all three college football Hall of Famers. There's no one disputes that.
But how much crap did they just put in?
But who votes? Who votes? Just a panel?
Greg Myers, first player in WAC history to earn all WAC four times, holds the league record with 7 all-conference selection, 4 as a defensive back, 3 as a return specialist. I never heard of the guy. I mean, good. I'm looking. Here's another reason I never heard of the guy. A fifth-round pick in the NFL draft. He played 5 seasons with the Bengals in Dallas. I get Ogden. I got no problem with Ogden. He was a beast.
Well, I ain't no problem with Seminole.
Tommy Frazier.
Was he a split offensive defense?
You know my feelings on Eric Crouch, but he did win the damn Heisman.
No, you're right.
I cannot believe this. 2-time All-American for Mark Simonow. Greatest defender in Kansas State history. 3-time team captain. Will Shields just got in last year, Daddy. Simonow's great, but you talk about rushing somebody in compared to these other guys. Steve Sipple joins us in the next half hour to talk about this. I can't wait. I don't read the message boards, but today I just might because I cannot believe this. I absolutely am stunned. I really thought that both of them would get in. I didn't think that. Some people thought that. I didn't think 2 people from the same school would get in for the same year. But I can't believe
it. No one from the same school, right?
No.
I mean, the ones you read.
Oh, we just about had it, Jeff! The date would have been May 15th. The drink just about got spilled. It was full. It rocked. It wavered. Oh, it was close. I'm down for October, right? When he flips out on some Husker game.
Yeah, that was my pick.
I thought you said 2000. Did somebody else say 2013?
Maybe.
He has pet peeves about what I do. I've got a couple pet peeves about what he does. But we've got all this equipment, all our papers, and it's not necessarily the most – it's organized, but it's not neat because we're shoved in here in this sauna that we call a studio. And he refuses. He won't use a straw. He won't put a lid on it. It's going to spill over everything someday and ruin everything. But yet, upon numerous requests, he just continues to do it. I hope he spills it on the important equipment, the expensive stuff, so I'm not the one that has to be upset about this. Coming up, we're going to talk.
You're going to lose your mind.
Well, Daddy, I mean, how many times have we said we could go XM on this? I want to say words that we shouldn't say with little kids getting out of school today.
I
cannot believe this. And I just from a...
See, some of those people, I don't have a... You mentioned a few of them. I can kick out some, but we've never heard of some of these people.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. If you got the credentials, you get in.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm going to go drink some water, and Dwayne Schmidt's going to come in and talk a little state track with us. Steve Sipple in our next half hour is going to chat with us as well, and I'm going to need probably 2 trips to the chicken coop today.
Well, you can go for lunch.
Probably not just for food.
Great lunch specials. They've got them day in and night. Lunch specials, though, just Monday through Friday. Happy hour 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. Plus, at night, they've got great drink specials as well. So you can go early today for lunch. Then you get the drink specials tonight. Doesn't get any better than that. Plus, Monday means bowl fries and fries for only $5.99. Tuesday means you come get the chicken coop wing basket for just $5. 10 flame-broiled wings, your choice of over a dozen wing flavors. Every Tuesday night, get them hot, get them sweet, or get them with a zing. Only $5, only at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, both downtown conveniently located. Check out the Chicken Coop.
The coaches to go in, R.C. Slocum at A&M, Jimmy Johnson, and Philip Fulmer at Tennessee, who's been out of coaching for 3 years.
Didn't he throw his name in the hat for Arkansas? I mean, the Arkansas job?
For 3 years he's been out, so we had to get him right in there. Folks, your thoughts, please email us or give us a buzz to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy, spell out and. And for you folks on the College Football Hall of Fame Committee, that's A D-U-G-A-N-D, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic Track, Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal Star. After this.
Don't miss Kearney Omaha's four-day super summer sale taking place this weekend. During this sale, Kearney Omaha will be giving away a $250 gift card with every new and pre-owned motorcycle sold. There will be rebates up to $800 on select models of ATVs, up to 15% off on all leather, helmets, and luggage, 25% off on eyewear and in-stock sprayers, 15% off. Stop by this Thursday for Kearney Omaha's first-ever bike night, where you can register to win a brand-new Kawasaki Vulcan 900 LT, and there will be tons of freebies, too. The super summer sale this Thursday through Sunday at Kearney Omaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit usps.com/mail to learn more.
One more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you've hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Your home for the College World Series is right here.
Into the right field corner. Plate. He's driven in four runs tonight, and he is safe as he slides across, beating the throw. It's 4-1, second for one, on to first, and that's it! The finals have gone to the Dogs!
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me and for the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
Lots of sunshine develops through the day today with a high of 86 as north winds develop and increase to 10 to 20 this afternoon. Tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with a low near 49. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to sign up for our Hy-Vee Rewards Club. You get a chance to pick up some RFA tickets coming up for June 30th with Stevenson Cochran, the main event. So check out how you can get free tickets to that. Kansas City Royals tickets, Kearney Raceway Park, get lunch at Cunningham's, and a whole lot more. You get 500 points just for signing up, and you amass those points for many more things like the Mobile Rewards Club, voting on our poll question every day. Yesterday, which team will win the Stanley Cup? 43% took the Rangers, 36% took the Coyotes, only 7% took the Kings like you did, Daddy. You took the Kings, right? I took the Devils.
No, I took the Coyotes. Oh. Well, I thought the Kings were playing better, but I think I took Coyotes because I thought they'd even up the series.
How much will the Heat miss Chris Bosch in the playoffs? A lot, a little, not at all?
A lot, I gotta think.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot to me because they're there to win the championship. They're not just there to advance. And they should get out of this round, and they should make it to the finals. I don't even care if they play Boston. I think they should get to the finals. But then it gets a little touchy. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. No Nebraska football players in the 2012 College Football Hall of Fame. The one good piece of football news, a couple pieces. Kerensky Gillian, I don't know how, but he gets on as a free agent with the Green Bay Packers. Seriously, how? I mean, good for him. I hope he makes it. I hope he does great. I hope he's one of those kids that they say, well, he hardly ever played in Nebraska, but, you know, does well with the Packers or whoever. But Jared Crick signs his contract yesterday. The Texans took care of it with this new structure. It's so much easier. Let's just play football. They signed 5 of their draft picks and 21 undrafted free agents. Crick gets $2.49 million, and his signing bonus just under $400,000. So for you, 10%, that's $240,000 and about $280,000 for you.
That's good. I needed that. I needed good, that.
Because you're buying lunch today. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Dwayne Schmidt joins us here as our state track preview continues. Roger Matheson is in tomorrow about Kearney. We hope to have Vince Pelster on the show on Thursday from Hastings St. Cecilia. We talked with Ron Blaze down the road at Shelton yesterday. But Schmidt, girls are looking really, really good. You had a very competitive district, and you come out on top, as we say, with track. I suppose, I think even more so than wrestling, but track, being a district champion is great, but it doesn't necessarily translate at all in what you're going to do down at Omaha. But still, it's been a pretty good year for the girls, and you're trying to get the guys coming along, and Harrison Pierce will be there with you.
That's true. Guys' side, we're pretty young. So, you know, got a lot of young distance runners, and Harrison, being a freshman, was able to sneak in on his times on the 3,200-meter and 1,600-meter runs. But you know, never know what will happen when he gets down there. It's a whole new ball game, and being a freshman, we'll see what happens.
Well, he's been chasing some of the state. I mean, he's chasing Eccle all year, and Ord and Wood River have distance runners. So every race he's been in has been pretty tough.
Absolutely. Our district, you know, the top three runners in the 3,200-meter run are all state medalists and sitting in the top six in state. And actually, Harrison beat one of them kids. And then in the 16, it was the same way. Kid from Wood River, St. Cecilia's got one, and then Eccle. So Harrison ran real, real well.
Dwayne, I guess you expected Michaela Mestel when the season started, I guess, to kind of lead this deal, and then all of a sudden a freshman sneaks up and kind of does some crazy things that maybe you don't normally see. But Paige Herbert is one of the real leaders. I mean, if you're going to take one, Paige Herbert's probably the leader, right? For point, as far as points.
Yeah,
scored.
Point-wise, yeah, definitely. You know, Michaela kind of took Paige under wings and helped her along and stuff. But Paige was really, really good in junior high. She ran junior high track at Kearney Catholic as well. She attended Faith Christian School, but we're glad she's at Kearney Catholic for sure. But them two, you know, we didn't jump them at every meet this year. I don't believe in pounding their legs a lot. And so there's a lot of meets we took off. But every meet they participated in, they went 1-2 and a long jump and triple jump for the most part. And you know, we kind of had an unfortunate in the triple jump. And that's the thing, you know, you can't, you know, you can sit there and figure out points for a state, but anything can happen. You know, Michaela Mestel has gone over the automatic qualifying mark at every meet this year. And then district, she was an inch short of that. Well, both her and Paige were sitting 2 feet comfortably in the lead. And all of a sudden, a girl from Wood River goes 2 feet further than she's ever gone on her last jump. And then Michaela's sitting on the outside looking in now. So, anything can happen.
By a quarter of an inch, by the way.
By a quarter of an inch, yeah. And we had a freshman girl miss out by a half an inch making it in the long jump. That's pretty good when you got a 17.7, 17.6, and a 16-foot long jumper, and all three are underclassmen. So that's pretty exciting there. But, yeah, the jumps, I think, is our strong point for sure. And our 4x1, though, we've actually, coming out of districts, we have the fastest time in the state. I think Fillmore Central ran a faster time earlier this year. But Fillmore Central is going to be tough down there. They've got, I think they're leading the state in all three relays. They've got a great two long jumpers, two triple jumpers. They got an 800 runner. They got a pole vaulter. But they won Class B last year. They dropped down to C this year, and they have everybody returning but one kid, and that was a pole vaulter. And now they got the state leader again this year and a different kid in the vault. So they're going to be awfully tough. I think it's basically a race for second place between about a handful of schools.
Dwayne Schmidt, track coach, Kearney Catholic, joins us here. Is that okay? I mean, you don't say, well, we got to, you know, if Fillmore Central happens, it sounds to me like you guys can do everything you could possibly do, and there's three or four other girls' teams, and you're just not going to catch Fillmore Central unless they have some unfortunate incidents and get a kind of snowball effect going the wrong way. So that's okay to tell, you know, hey, team, we're going to get as many points. If everything works out, we can get a state trophy. It might be second, but we just don't have the guns to compete with Fillmore.
That's very true, and I mean, you hate saying that, but they're absolutely loaded this year. And like again, they won Class B last year, which was really, really tough, and returned everybody. But you know, you're looking at Shelton being a very, very strong team again, and with Brannigan, and I think we're up there that we can contend for a runner up. David City Aquinas, Tri County, and North Bend all have some, you know, three or four individuals that are in multiple events that are very, very good. So it could be interesting for that second or third place finish.
Smitty, when you got a tough district like you guys had, you'd rather have it that way, or you'd rather qualify a couple, three more kids and go down there? And maybe they're not, when you look on paper, go, they're going to really probably have to pop their best marks of the year, but at least they're going to state. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it'd be nice to get more kids down, that's for sure. And like I said before, we got some very good young distance runners, and one of them being my son. He's a sophomore, but we got a couple sophomores and about two or three freshmen that are really, really good. Well, you know, it'd be nice to have them down there as freshmen to gain that experience for the future. But, you know, you're running our district was just loaded in distance with Echol, and Gibbons got two or three good runners, and St. Cecilia and Wood River, so it was really tough.
Dwayne Schmidt with us here, Kearney Catholic track, getting ready to go to state. They'll have the late session on Friday, get things going at 3:30. Only not too strong in the weights, but Ellie Conley takes care of it in the discus. Has she straightened that thing out yet? Because I didn't want to stand too close to the discus ring last week after one got away.
Yeah, if I remember right, at conference she had one throw in out of six, and she won conference with that throw. So, but you know, last year Ellie qualified in the shot put. And she actually had been throwing better this year, but then with the addition of Blue Hill and St. Cecilia in our district this year, she was bumped down pretty quickly. There's a couple good throwers from them schools, but she was able to make a discus and actually a very, very good throw. And I think going in, she'll be in the top flight of the discus. So, you know, she's got a real good chance if she keeps improving like she is. And Bailey Sokolowski is another one that, you know, she got third last year in the high jump, and I think the top four or five girls return. But Bailey's been jumping real good. It doesn't show up on in the papers when you see it because she's wins meets, and then she goes from 5'2 to 5'5 or 5'6 because she's trying to get that next high. She's already made 5'4 this year. But, you know, a lot of meets you look at them say, well, she only went 5'2 or 5 foot. You think she's not jumping well, but she's jumping real well. So we hope that we can get a lot of good points out of her down there as well.
In Class C, to win the high jump, you'd have to go what?
Last year's winner was 5'5", I believe. Bailey got third at 5'3". There was a 5'5", 5'4", 5'3". So this year, I know a girl that won it last year is back, and she's gone 5'5 and a quarter. And the girl from Sandy Creek, the Wheeler girl, was second last year. She's gone 5'4 this year, 5'5". So it could be a good battle down there. And
depends if you're a freak of nature like that young lady from Crofton. You know, that you know, you just get – there's some times where you just got a kid that's going to be all state, all class, get on the top 10, and you're not.
You can't do much about it.
You're not. So, Schmitty, I think we've talked about most of the kids. You got a handful of others that will be filling out the relay. What about the rest of the team?
Well, the one thing that's kind of nice is on the girls' side, we only had two seniors, Anna Hall and Ellie Conley, and they both qualified. And Ellie in the discus, and then Anna has done a great job on a 4x1 relay. She runs our third leg. And like I said, on paper right now going in from the districts, we have the fastest time in the 4x1 relay, but you know, anything can happen. Our handoffs were excellent. We ran a 50.8, and which is a very, very good time. So hopefully we can continue. But we have two freshmen running on that, and I've had freshmen run on a relay before that get a little anxious when they get down there. So hopefully they'll settle in and run well. So
now, if I saw this right at districts, you put your two guns in the first two holes. Is that the way it's been all year? Is that the way it will be at state? No need to tinker with it? Or are you still thinking?
No, that's the way it'll be at state. I quite a few years ago, we won the 4x1 at state. Katie Dobish was our leadoff on the 4x1 relay. She won the 100 and 200. She was our fastest girl. She was a fantastic starter. We feel like Michaela Mestel gets us into a great start because she a great starter herself, but she gets out there. And then we have Paige running on the back straight there, and she's her and Michaela, you know how fast they are, but we seem to always have a comfortable lead, and it really actually relaxes the other girls when we're out in front. The handoffs aren't so congested, and Anna runs a nice curb, and then we've got a freshman anchor in it. But, you know, as long as the four get their handoffs down and run well, I think we'll do good in it.
Do you worry about the freshmen and how they handle the atmosphere?
I'm going to knock on wood because well. Quite a few years ago, I've had one girls relay that dropped a baton, and it was an exchange by a freshman. And then the very next year, we had a boys drop the baton. It was exchanged by a freshman. They just get a little anxious and stuff, and they're both on the third leg, but we don't have any freshmen running third leg this year. So hopefully that's a good sign.
I would think there's a way you could, like, Velcro it, and then you're, like, 10 yards away, and then you just slap it in the next person's glove.
That'd be nice.
There you go. Well, Schmitty, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck to the Stars this weekend.
I appreciate it, and good luck to Kearney High. It's always nice getting down their state because there's a lot of Central Nebraska with, you know, Ansley has a good chance, and Bertrand, and a lot of the Lexington girls, and a lot of schools around here. So there's a lot of Central Nebraska people down there, and it's always fun.
Yeah, watch out. And there's going to be some people, a lot of people wearing red. There'll be a big O on it. I don't think they're going to pick up a whole lot of state points, but, hey, they swept the district.
Dane Creek sweatshirts all over.
It's a big week because in the next 10 days, you've got state track. Now, I see our golfers didn't do so well, but you got state track, and I don't think Ord's ever swept districts. And then you got the Open coming up, you know, the first major of the year. So, and school's winding down, and kids are out. And is that ever a problem, Schmitty? Once the kid, I mean, even if it's not the seniors, focus there all the time, or sometimes you got to rein that in?
It's pretty tough sometimes because, you know, they're, in fact, Kearney Catholic, I think today's their last day, so they're checking out, and you know, the kids are always pretty excited. But when the weather gets, you know, May comes around, the weather's nice, kids want to be outside and done with school, and so sometimes it's hard to keep focused. But we got a good bunch of kids, so boys and girls, so we're real proud of them.
The advantage this year, it's been nice since January, Daddy.
Yeah,
so, you know.
That's true.
Dwayne Schmidt joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of Kearney, along with Justin and the other 30 guys that take care of track.
Exactly.
So, and all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. Breakfast is served daily. Be sure to try a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich, or choose some hotcakes till 11 a.m. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Steve Sipple joins us to talk about the College Football Hall of Fame, now I call it debacle, after this.
Hi, Tom Bodette, restoring some sanity to this election season by starting my own super PAC. Gonna call it Six Pack. But instead of collecting huge checks from anonymous donors to make annoying TV ads that scare the pants off you, we're gonna collect the lowest price of any national chain. And in exchange, rather than political influence or being appointed ambassador to Fiji, you get a clean, comfortable room with a TV you can turn off. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 psi of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
Don't miss Kearney Yamaha's four-day super summer sale taking place this weekend. During this sale, Kearney Yamaha will be giving away a $250 gift card with every new and pre-owned motorcycle sold. There will be rebates up to $800 on select models of ATVs, up to 15% off on all leathers, helmets, and luggage, 25% off on eyewear and in-stock sprayers, 15% off. Stop by this Thursday for Kearney Yamaha's first-ever bike night, where you can register to win a brand-new Kawasaki Vulcan 900 LT, and there will be tons of freebies, too. The super summer sale this Thursday through Sunday at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Lots of sunshine develops through the day today with a high of 86 as north winds develop and increase to 10 to 20 this afternoon. Tonight's skies will stay mainly clear with a low near 49. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 73.
Back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Philadelphia 76ers. If it's a foul, it's a foul. What do you want them to do, shove them to the ground? Everybody this morning says, well, you just can't call it in that situation. Why? I don't know. If he shoves Garnett to the ground, it's going to be a foul. I don't get it. I don't agree. We'll talk about more about that here in just a moment. But within the last hour, the 2012 College Football Hall of Fame class has been announced. And shockingly to many Nebraska fans, no Huskers going in. A, it's amazing that three were on the ballot. And B, I think it's amazing that out of 17, three coaches and 14 players, that none of the Huskers got in. And so many that have been waiting around. And you can look at Husker Extra on Lincoln Journal Star, and Sip says, hey, Rich Glover, 23 years he had to wait. And now all of a sudden, it's saying that you can't induct somebody from the same school in back-to-back years. Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal Star, and on the ticket, 93.7 FM from 4 to 6 in Lincoln on weekdays, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, good morning. How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for the plug. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm doing good, but the news officially broke just as we came on the air, and I've got a headache because I can't believe this. Then all of a sudden now we see this obscure rule, supposedly, that you can't have somebody from the same school in back-to-back years. Is that 100% factual, Sip? Do you know?
No, I don't know that. I haven't seen it in – I mean, I just saw what Ivan Mazel wrote, and he's the one – that's where everybody's getting it. Maybe that's true, but it makes you wonder why those guys are on the ballot then. Right? I mean, if that's a hard and fast rule. And, you know, it wouldn't take too much to look back and see if they've ever done it, or at least done it in recent years, put a guy in for the same put guys from the same school in back-to-back years. I don't know if they do that or not, but according to Ivan Mazel, they don't.
Sip, which one of the three, if Nebraska gets one player out of those three, who was it in your mind?
Tommy, for sure. I mean, I think Tommy has got to go in before the other two. And Tommy will go in. It's just a matter of time, and probably next year. I don't get too swept up in it because I know he's going to go in. And you look at these other guys that waited. I mean, Mike Rozier waited 23 years. Johnny Rogers waited 28. There's, you know, I mean, you just go down the list. Rich Glover waited 23. You know, for a variety of reasons, sometimes that happens. Now, with Tommy does seem like a no-brainer to me. So he'll go in. It's just a matter of time.
That's why Seminal got in so quickly. There weren't as many Kansas State guys to pick, Daddy.
I think that's an excellent
point. Shields waited. Seminole gets, I don't know if you'd say right in, but there you go. Steve Sippel joins us here from the Lincoln Journal Star. Again, trying to find if that rule is true, because I guess that would make it a whole new ball game. But as I look at the class overall, Sip, it looked like they went to the Veterans Committee to put everybody in. A ton of these guys are from the 70s with a couple from the 60s and just, what, three that ended their college careers in the 90s. And Seminal, the most recent in 99.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But these are great players. I mean, Otis Armstrong, I remember very well. Barkowski, I remember. I can't argue with any of them, and it is what it is. Like these guys, I would think that Crouch would be a guy that would go in eventually. Alberts is probably right on the line. I don't think it's worth getting too wound up about. I really don't. I'll be interested to see how Tommy is. I talked to him last night briefly, and he didn't seem too swept up in it. Tommy, the way I found it works with a lot of guys is he is a ferocious competitor. I mean, you guys know that. He's intensely competitive. And, you know, you always say, well, of course he's an athlete. Well, there's a degree, and he was intense to a very, very high degree. Now, that part of him might be angry. He wants, you know, he'll look at the guys and say, I'm as good as that guy. I'm better than that guy. But Tommy is also super. I mean, he's intelligent. He knows his time will come. But I'll be interested to hear what he has to say today.
Well, and the again, I got to go back to this rule, Daddy, and then I'll let say that you can't get a guy in for back-to-back years. That means Crouch probably is 4 years out now, because if you put Frazier in, then you got – I mean, he didn't get it this year, then Frazier, then nobody, well, then Crouch, and I don't know who else is eligible, but anyway, go ahead.
So part of the problem, especially Doug, because he's the one all wound up over this deal.
Shocked. I'm flabbergasted. I'm shocked. And then when you look then you look at the guys that got in, I'm even more shocked. As I said, it was – maybe it was just because I expected Frazier to be in today – and it broke right when we came on the air. I'm serious. I am shocked.
Well, part of the deal is they rattle off, you know, they got 14 catches versus Navy, but then he went on to a great pro career, and that's what the deal's about. It is a college football Hall of Fame.
Right. Hey, but, I mean, you know this situation. You know the lay of the land, and you know guys have had to wait. I mean, Tommy hasn't. I mean, his wait's not. I don't think at this point it's ridiculous. I'll start to wonder a lot next year. But like I said, guys have had to wait. That's sometimes that's the way it breaks. Some of it's just math. You know, I mean, there's 22 All-Americans every year, and the Hall inducts 12 to 14. You know, they got to go by regions. They do it by position. So some of it's just that. I hope that... you know, the general Nebraska fan doesn't go overboard and affect Tommy adversely in the future. You know, I just think there's also something to be said for being gracious and being patient and waiting. And I think that applies here.
Well, Steve Sipple and I somewhat disagree, and I get your point, Sip. I totally get that. But I mean, the one I'm pulling out Art Monk, and I'm looking at his stats, and, you know, when it says he was the sixth best at Syracuse at this, and his senior year, 40 catches, 716 yards, 3 touchdowns. And, yeah, he's had to wait since 1979. I just don't see the stats adding up at all. And when you're talking about the regions, I mean, yeah, Colorado State, Kansas State, I'm not sure who's all in our region, but then there's Texas A&M's got a guy going in. They got coach going in, Oklahoma State coach with Jimmy Johnson, but more of a Miami fame. You got Texas Tech going in. You got Air Force going in. Colorado had a good day. Colorado State, Air Force all had somebody going in. So was there anybody that you looked at and made you at least raise an eyebrow?
No, not really. I was glad to see Casper go in. I always thought, I mean, I was a huge Raiders fan, and Casper, to me, was the definitive tight end. I mean, the prototypical tight end. No, all those guys look, you know, Otis Armstrong, like I said, I remember him very well. I don't quibble with any of those picks. I mean, there's a few guys I couldn't quibble with because I don't even really know. I mean, I'd have to look at him a little bit. I don't remember Scott Thomas. I don't remember Greg Myers. I don't remember Hal Bedsole. So I don't know. Now, you know what? I just kind of trust the committee. I mean, they put a lot into this. And I can't believe they're going to put any slouches in there. So we just go on to the next year. And I think next year when we have this conversation, we'll be talking about Tommy Frazier and maybe – well, it's probably just Tommy next year, but, you know, that's why I don't want to go overboard, because I just think we're just a year out. And in this thing, in how Halls of Fame are, I mean, sometimes it doesn't happen right away.
Steve Sipple from Lincoln.
Hey, Tommy's not going anywhere. Tommy's not going anywhere. I mean, he'll be fine.
Well, the silver lining to this, Daddy, is I feel so much better for you now, because you're not in the high school Hall of Fame yet, but you just got to bide your time.
Yeah, how is that? I'm more wound up about that.
I'm pissed myself. No, I'm not at all. Sip, I want to move on here on Election Day. I thought of this last night. On Election Day, everybody wants to talk Husker football. On Election Day, what is Taylor Martinez's approval rating?
Good God.
That's a legit question. You know, if you polled Husker Nation... I bet it's 60%.
Okay.
64. What do you think?
Well, you know what? I was thinking last night. We go from having Heisman Trophy talk as a freshman, and you were at K-State. You were in Manhattan. Doug and I were in Manhattan to watch him run wild and turn heads nationally on a Thursday night and just absolutely wow everybody. To people getting upset at him, kind of going backwards on the deal. You think games 1, 2, or 3, he needs to have a monster game to go from 60% to get an 85% approval rating with Husker Nation?
That would help. And he could do it. I mean, he could do it against UCLA, I would think. I don't know, though. It's hard. But I don't know. It is an interesting question because we used to regard him as a... we were putting him in the Heisman chase.
Right.
Like a long time ago.
That has been a long time ago, and I think how perception has changed when, you know, we had the second coming of Tommy Frazier, basically, and we were putting him on this pedestal, and then all of a sudden, not only do people take him off the pedestal, but you got people out there that, I wish, put in the young kid, the next best thing, you know, and I don't agree with that. I'm still a Taylor Martinez fan myself, but I don't know there's people out there that aren't.
Yeah, he still goes being a quarterback, and that's just athletics. That's the way it is. You're on a pedestal one day, you're banged off at the next. It happens to a lot of guys. And I'm sure Taylor understands that. I mean, you're a quarterback at Nebraska, you're judged every play. So that's the way it goes. And I'm sure he understands that, but you know what happened. I mean, defenses started gearing more towards Taylor. He wasn't going to surprise anybody.
Right.
Obviously, he got hurt. I think he's got his speed back, but it wasn't back last year. We'll see this year. That's the thing. I mean, that's kind of an X factor going into this season is Taylor's speed. Is it all the way back? Even if it is, he ain't going to surprise anybody. So a lot of it comes down to that.
What have you been doing while you've been on vacation?
You know, this is my second week, and right now I'm standing here eating a piece of apple pie. it's really damn good. My wife is a good cook. I'm eating it with my hand too. See, here's what the beauty is: my wife's gone during the day working, and I can just, you know, I can eat an apple pie with my hands and not get in any trouble. I still do the radio show, which, as you guys know, is kind of like a vacation.
Yeah. You leave our mended boy alone down there.
It's not really strenuous. I still do that every day, so it's not like I can fly the coop. You know, I can't go down to Tijuana or anything like that. But
Tijuana. We don't have apple pie in Tijuana. Come on.
They might. So just kind of relaxing between the radio shows every day.
Well, bring that up. See what your Lincoln folks think of the election day coverage, you know, and Taylor Martinez's approval rating.
I like that idea. I do like that idea, Daddy.
That should be the end of your show. Anyway, Steve Sippel, who's always great with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, thanks for giving us some time today, and keep up the good work. Can't wait to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to hear you guys. We'll talk soon, okay?
Take care, buddy. From the Lincoln Journal Star and the Ticket, 93.7 in Lincoln. He's on from 4 to 6 with Jake Bogus FM down in Lincoln. That is Steve Sippel. Well, he's in a calm mood this morning.
Well, you're more fired up than anybody else out there.
I'm shocked. I don't know. I guess if that's fired up, You know, I don't get too fired up about this Husker stuff anymore. I mean, I have an opinion, and I'll go with that opinion. I'll be fired up with that opinion because most of the time it's right. It's not just an opinion. It's fact.
True.
You're not shocked?
Well, if the rule is, I mean, I don't know if there's not a rule. I mean, obviously a little bit stunned. But if you can't do that, when you look at all the regions represented, and you put up, and you got people from the 70s and 80s, it's pretty logical to me if you feel these guys are deserving of going into the Hall of Fame, and you've got X amount out of a region, you probably go back to the furthest, the you go back to 74 and go, okay, I think this guy's deserving. You check his box before you check the box next to Tommy Frazier. Then you, after him, if you got three of them, you go to the 80s. Is that guy deserving? He just goes in before Tommy Frazier, if you've got so many per region.
Okay, let me just put this in perspective for you again. If I got this right, so Rich Glover waited 23 years, and Will Shields so-and-so, and some of the other ones we talked about. So now Tommy Frazier has waited 17 years?
Yes.
17 Probably. Years? That's not a long time?
No, I think it's a long time. But, I mean what difference if he makes it this year or if he makes it in 10 years?
Okay.
He's going to get in, like Sip said. He's going to get in.
Then what you have always argued in baseball, if you're not a first ballot Hall of Famer, I mean, you're a Hall of Famer. I mean, there's no doubt, I'm not voting for him because I don't like the guy, or he might have been in the steroid.
But I'm saying maybe these guys aren't vote. Maybe they're not voting against this. There's other people they're putting ahead. If you can only take so many per region, if there's rules, I don't see how you change your vote to in 1998, he wasn't a Hall of Famer, and in 2002, yes, he is a Hall of Famer. I don't understand that argument. But if it's regional and you can only put so many in, I understand that. I think everybody on that list, they don't put...
Well, then Eric Crouch needs to not get in for 10 more years, because comparing him to Ty Detmer, I'll take Ty. Ty's been out since 1990. Crouch, obviously, 2001. So that's okay. All right.
Well, I think Ty Detmer certainly, obviously, worthy of the Hall of Fame.
He waited long enough, but he also had a little bit of a pro career.
Well, see, I don't think your pro career. I think they bring that up.
He was in football longer. You get what I'm saying there?
I'm saying the numbers of your college game should be all that factor. Like you said about Art Monk. Art Monk had a wonderful pro career.
Yeah.
That should factor in zero. Because you know Art Monk's name, because you're surprised and taken back that Art Monk actually played at Syracuse. Which I think the general listing audience, oh, really? That's interesting.
Well, Syracuse had good teams. I'm not downplaying Art Monk. I loved him as a pro, even though he was a Redskin. He was fun and he was good. But I'm just looking at some of the numbers, and then it says, trying to justify it. Sixth best career yardage at Syracuse. Daddy, look it up. Who's sixth all-time in career yardage at Nebraska? Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
There's always something that's going to have to be done by a certain date. You always have homework, okay? I don't have homework today.
This is Herman Buska on his first day of retirement.
The neatest thing about retiring is my mind is almost blank. What is it that you've always wanted to do and not been able to do, right? You can think of it as a new beginning. This is like having summer vacation for real. It's beautiful.
This is day one, the first of over 6,000 days most of us will enjoy in retirement. At Prudential, we create retirement solutions and partner with financial professionals everywhere to make sure you're ready for every one of them. Prudential, bring your challenges. Contact your financial professional today to learn more. Prudential Financial Incorporated, Newark, New Jersey.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food, and of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The State High School Track Meet is this Friday and Saturday at Burke Stadium in Omaha. And we've got you covered on our network of stations, including right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Join Mike Will every hour from Burke Stadium to give you the very latest on the top athletes in the state as they vie for gold. Classes B and D begin Friday at 9, A and C at 3:30, and we get going again Saturday morning at 9:30. Listen all weekend for updates for the State Track Meet here on ESPN Radio.
Lots of sunshine develops through the day today with a high of 86 as north winds develop and increase to 10 to 20 this afternoon. Tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with a low near 49. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 73.
I'm back, wrapping things up. Doug and Daddy Show Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia coming your way. We're always live right here from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. They want you to know it, Midway's group. They provide a selection of featured used vehicles, represent popular cars, trucks, SUVs at hassle-free prices. You can get online, think midway.com, and check those out. Real easy to do. Real hassle-free to do, the Midway way, the better way. Whether you're looking for a Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, they've got it all. New, pre-owned, check it out. Midway of Kearney, South 2nd Avenue, or get online, thinkmidway.com. Folks, they're selling vehicles all over central Nebraska. Why don't you get your next vehicle at Midway? Douglas, I have the information for you. Season receiving leaders... as far as a college for Nebraska.
No, all-purpose. All-purpose. They said that Monk is sixth all-purpose. You give me the Syracuse here. He's not even the top three career receiving leaders at Syracuse. I mean, what are Art Monk's credentials? That's all I'm asking. That is all I'm asking because he just was the one that stood out to me to say, how did this guy get in? How did this guy get
season
in?
Season receiving Todd Peterson is sixth on the list at yards in a season, 786.
Monk ranks sixth in school history with 3,899 career all-purpose yards. 3,900 wouldn't even get you in the top 10 at Nebraska. Yeah, you can call me fired up about this, but I'm pointing out facts. That's all I'm doing, man. I'm just pointing out the facts.
Well, that's why I think it's not a fair award because... they gave you the rundown on the sheet about his pro career. The pro career shouldn't have anything to do with the College Football Hall of Fame.
And he had to wait plenty long for that, too.
I'm saying in the High School Football Hall of Fame, yeah, Adam True went on to become a Nebraska Cornhusker, went on to have a great pro career. It should have nothing to do with that. Adam True should be in the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame because he was a damn good four-sport athlete.
Well, but there is a lot more consideration on that, and that's fine. Whatever, you're maturing. Pros are pros. It is what it is. NBA tonight, Indiana at Miami, the Clippers at San Antonio, NHL Los Angeles is at Phoenix. We talked about Jared Crick signing the $2.49 million contract with the Houston Texans, a nearly $400,000 signing bonus. And Arthur Hobbs does sign a contract with the San Diego Chargers. So Hobbs is with the Chargers, Gooden is with the Giants, and Mason Brodine starts his second season with the Oakland Raiders. Let's
pretty
do
cool.
It.
Let's do it. It is time. Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia. 888-455-3776. 888-455-37. Now, before we do this, Jeff, hang up on that group of callers because everybody, I've got about eight complaints. I can't ever get in. So hang up on, just hit delete. We've hung up. Okay. 888.
Hang on, take time.
888-455-3776. $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. T-Bone's waiting for you across from Bob's Superstore. I have the trivia question at my fingertips. Oh, and it is a good one. You're going to love this one. Okay, Jeff.
If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you're eligible for that $25 gift card. You've got Memorial Day coming up. You've got maybe a few more graduations coming up. Always a great gift and always something for that party at Troutman's.
Who are we speaking with?
Try now. 888-455. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Shannon.
All right, Daddy, he's been waiting all week to ask these questions, so get ready. Here we go, Daddy.
The Big Ten tournament started in 1981. Who won the inaugural Big Ten baseball tournament?
Oh, golly. How about Northwestern?
Northwestern is incorrect, but thanks for trying. 888-455-3776. Who are we speaking with?
Matt.
Matt, who won the inaugural Big Ten title?
Ohio State.
Ohio State is incorrect. Thanks for trying. Call back. $25 gift card, Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia.
Oh, I was just checking out Huskers.com. Yeah. Huskers in the College Football Hall of Fame, they haven't updated it since Wistrom went in. They're usually pretty good about that stuff.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Wes.
Wes, who won the inaugural Big Ten tournament?
Purdue.
It is not Purdue. It is not Purdue. Thanks for trying. Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia, $25 gift card going. Who can answer the trivia question of the day? Who are we speaking with?
Kent.
Who won
Penn
the
State.
It is not Penn State. It is not Penn State.
Penn State wasn't in the league in 1981, so that would have been a tough one.
I'm just
pointing it out. Not making fun. Just point it out. Just saying.
Fair enough.
It's not Nebraska.
We have eliminated several now. Who are we speaking with?
This is Chris.
Chris, who won the inaugural Big Ten championship in baseball?
How about the Minnesota Gophers?
It was not the Minnesota Chiefs. Minnesota Gophers because this team beat the Minnesota Gophers.
Oh, they were in the final, though?
They were in the final. This team beat them 10-6.
Let's stay with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, trying to give away a $25 gift card. Who are we chatting with?
Chet.
All right. What's the answer? Who was the first baseball team to win the Big Ten tournament?
Indiana.
It's not Indiana.
Oh, Daddy, you are just not very nice. There's one guess I'm surprised we haven't had yet. You have a backup question, or is this your home run?
Well, I got another question.
Good, but that's fine. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Todd.
Todd, who won the inaugural Big Ten baseball championship?
Michigan State.
It's not Michigan State.
Man,
it's not Michigan
State. A lot of guesses. I'm not sure everybody's repeated yet, so.
That's good. The thinkers out there. Who are we chatting with?
Eric.
Eric, who won the inaugural Big Ten baseball tournament?
Iowa.
It is not Iowa. It is not Iowa. Try back. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jamie Morgan.
Hey, Jamie. How's it going today?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. Any idea on who won the inaugural Big Ten baseball tournament?
I haven't been listening so long, but I'm going to go with Michigan.
You are correct. Nebraska's opponent for the weekend. Congratulations, stay on the line. Jeff will take care of you. $25 gift card going your way. They defeated Minnesota 10-6. Only five teams have won the Big Ten tournament crowns. Led by Minnesota. Minnesota, how many times do you think they've won the Big Ten tournament title, Doug?
Oh, boy. How many have there been since 81?
Since 81.
91, that's going to be about 30 of them. Minnesota's probably won it eight times.
They've won it nine times. They're the leader. Followed by Michigan and Ohio State, both in second with eight titles. So, interesting stuff there. Thanks for trying to play Tuesday Troutman's Trivia today.
Well, there you go.
We're going to get a chance to talk to the Michigan baseball coach, I believe, Thursday's show. Hopefully,
the day that it opens. All right. Can't wait to talk a little Michigan baseball. Danny, also, just to show you some of the patheticism that is out there, I picked this up off online from I think, our folks at Husker Online. It had the attendance for all the series in Big Ten baseball this weekend. Did you see this?
No, I did not. It'd be devastating, though.
Minnesota at Nebraska averaged, just over 4,000 Friday, 4,170 on Saturday, and 5,100 on Mother's Day. 5,100 on Sunday.
So average 4,300.
5,100. The next largest crowd. Those were the three largest of any game all weekend. The next largest crowd
500.
On any day at any game appears here to be 1,422 for Friday night's Illinois at Penn State game. All right. Michigan at Purdue. Purdue leading the Big Ten Conference winning their first league title since the 1800s. Purdue could clinch it this weekend. Friday night, 667 fans boiling. Saturday, 1,070. And then, after they won it all, to celebrate Sunday when they did lose to Michigan, to party it up in West Lafayette, where there's just all kinds of stuff to do, 631. But that's not the cellar dweller. That's not the cellar dweller. Indiana at Northwestern, Friday, 287 people.
Oh, Lord.
Saturday, 239 people. And Sunday, oh, there was a doubleheader Saturday, 368 somehow for the second game. They must all be watching Cubs and White Sox and all that kind of stuff.
I'm telling you, and I've heard the Big Ten baseball tournament, no one goes.
Nebraska baseball, Wichita State tonight on 1230 KHAS and Nebraska Educational Television. Pregame at 6, first pitch is at 6:35. Congratulations to the teams from the area that made it to the state high school golf tournament. Kearney High made it from Hastings. They didn't make it as a team, but Sam Johnson, Craig Marble, Josh Heinrichs, Adams Central, Aurora, and York in B. Gibbon, Sutton, Kearney Catholic in C. Defending champion St. Cecilia stays home, but Mike Hannon goes. Reed, Kyle Simmons, Central Catholic, Riley Northrop, St. Paul goes. Heartland Lutheran wins the D2 with Loup City and Franklin. Medicine Valley wins the D4 with Cambridge and Bertrand. Almas Tanner Hayes, when's the last time Alma didn't go? Almas Tanner Hayes and Garrett Ring, Shad Wellman, Jonathan Weber of Elwood, and Britton Ferguson of Elm Creek also going. State soccer, Hastings was close, Daddy. Gretna won last night, the state title 3-2. The boys are tonight.
My new buddy, Blake Misick. Best of luck, buddy. Hastings St. Cecilia.
Oh, wait a minute.
Bring it home first.
Is he working in the fireworks?
He is.
There's like a little tunnel you got going on over there.
Yeah, those crazy kids over there, but run them down, Blakey.
He's quick. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, we want to thank our folks for joining us on the show today. Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic track coach, and Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. Tomorrow, our Loper Link, Roger Matheson, is going to join us, Kearney High track coach. Vince Pelster of Hastings St. Cecilia, Paul Reinerson, Gibbon Golf, Minnesota baseball on Thursday. We just keep on rolling. Enjoy it, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.